Yeah, I hear you. Well, we need to get you up to the UP where it's really dark, and then your night vision comes out. I think that more than anything does it, is when it's really dark. Because in the city where you guys kind of are, there's too much light pollution. Your eyes never really get used to it. But when you're in a place where it's really dark, then your eyes just open up and it gets much better.
Yeah. I need to do that. And you know what? Just give me those yellow lights. I would not have no problem at all with those yellow lights on. But not the white lights, because they're gonna be sampling in those lines, white lines. And the tar is just hard. If it's, you know, cement, you might see better because it's not a black. And this is WIUG 48.
WRTX 930. Yeah, they've actually done studies where the red taillights are not the best. The blue is the color that people see the most at a long distance in the dark. So they actually, in some countries in the world, the taillights are blue. But yeah, the red blue in the dark, it can be interesting.
Which is, you know what? What about 30 years ago? They done that. They put the lights on top of the car or on top of the pickup. Another light on top. That helps out. Some people don't see those two back lights of any car or pickup truck, but they see the one on top because that's a little bit higher. They did a good job for that. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that's why you see emergency vehicles today are usually red and blue, or red, blue, and white, because the red and blue contrast, everybody, including people like me who are colorblind, can see the red and blue and the white.
Yeah, I see these, yeah. No, they're good, anyhow. So you gotta go in right now?